Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to bring in Key Brian Hayes now. Key is our player of the game. It's brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Key, congratulations, man. A fantastic effort by you guys as a team tonight. I want to start with you individually, though. You had a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, a rough stretch during a three-game series at the plate. You got a day off, and it seems like since then things have really started to click for you. Can you sort of take us through what's changed for you over the last eight, nine games? And you're hitting the ball just as well as anybody in Major League Baseball right now. What's changed for you here in the last couple of weeks?
I went from a leg kick to a toe tap. It was something that I did back in 2019 throughout spring or in the off season of 2018, 19. And then coming into spring training, I had went through it and then kind of got back away from it. After starting out kind of rough in AAA in 2019. So that spring training that I had in 2019, I just felt like that was the most balanced and strong, like behind the ball that I had felt. So just kind of after that series in Seattle with all the strikeouts, just kind of not seeing the ball well, swinging at stuff that I didn't want to swing at. I just felt like something had to change just because it just wasn't working. And I wasn't being aggressive and all those type of things. So really just first just went back to like a toe tap and then having that day off, kind of working on that, just kind of taking a breather just from the everyday like baseball grind and all that type of stuff. So. But really just after that last game in San Francisco, coming back home, really just working on the toe tap in the cage, like with the velo machine and the curveball machine, just being able to time that up to feel comfortable doing it in the game.
Key, when you talk about making that change with a toe tap, I mean, is that something that just sort of pops up in your head like, hey, you know what, let's try this, it worked, or is that something as a coaching staff that they sort of approached you with and you guys sort of collaborated, I guess, with? I mean, how do you go through changing something in the middle of a season and changing your stride like that in the middle of a year?
Yeah, I think just kind of both. Earlier in the year, we had kind of talked about it once, but I didn't really feel comfortable with it. I was just trying to get back to what I was doing in 2020, really the last like year and a half or so. So I have a lot of video of myself like from in game and stuff like that. And I was looking at video really like that night of the day that I knew I was off that next day. So just really just looking at a lot of video over the last couple years and really just coming to like a group consensus of really just thinking like the toe tap's going to be the best for me as far as being balanced, keeping my head a lot more quiet, and really just being more balanced and being able to stay behind the ball better.
Key, what's it been like for you during this season getting to play with Andrew McCutchen every day, see what he does? I mean, this is a guy that's, you know, now knocking on the doorstep of 2,000 hits in his career. What's it been like to not only play with him, to learn from him, but also now be a part of something that very soon is going to be a historic moment for that guy and for this franchise as well?
No, it's been awesome. Having guys like him, having Santana, Rich Hill, Austin Hedges, guys are just, they've been on winning teams. They know what winning looks like. I think just having those guys, having them in the middle of the order, I feel like it takes a big load off the younger guys, including myself, just the last 2 years or so. We're so young. It's our first time playing in some ballparks, first time facing certain guys. So I feel like a lot of times we just really just try to do a little too much. And so having those guys like that, being able to remind us to just stay within ourselves, play our brand of baseball, and just go out there and have fun, keeping it loose. But really just having their knowledge behind. For small Key, after a game or after a series.
Yeah, absolutely. Key, do you guys feel like you're a winning team right now? I mean, what's the vibe in that clubhouse like? Do you feel – you mentioned those guys playing for winning teams in the past. I mean, when you guys get together, is there sort of a feeling in that clubhouse that you're a winning team right now and that you can sustain this throughout the course of a season?
Yeah, for sure. I think just really once we got the spring training, like the message was there's no more this rebuilding mindset. Like, we're here to win right away, starting out in spring. So just the way we go about our work, the way we go about our work days, I feel like we just we feel like we're a winning team. I mean, the last 2 years we've had really good series here and there against really good teams. Like, so I feel like it's always been there. It's just we needed a few more pieces as far as like veteran leadership. Those guys holding us young guys accountable each and every day, and all that type of stuff. So like it all adds up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's worked so far for you guys here, and it's been very impressive. Last thing for you, Key, what's it like when you're at third base and you see Rich Hill kind of – we can notice him in the press box. He was sort of screaming and yelling at himself there in that seventh inning trying to put guys away, and he was up near 120 pitches there at the end. I mean, what was that like for you to watch a 43-year-old not only go out there and do what he did tonight, but then also sort of it seemed like show the emotion that he showed and sort of screaming himself a little bit at times? Or two there in that seventh inning?
Yeah, he's just a fierce competitor. Yeah, we love it. Just, I think the first time it ever happened, like in spring training, like towards the end of spring training, like where he got super amped up like that, he like went around and apologized to each and every one and kind of broke down why he does that, why he's like that. He's not calling anyone out. That's what gets him fired up and gets him through his game. So, and it brings the best out of him. So I think really him just expressing that really helped with us. And now like we kind of sit back and we kind of chuckle at it sometimes whenever he's doing it. But yeah, it's just great. I mean, he's a fierce competitor.
Yeah, were you like a little caught off guard at first? Were you a little scared? Like, why is this guy freaking out on us as he's out there on the mound?
Not now, because we're used to it. We kind of expect it. So, yeah, I mean, that's what gets him going. So everyone has their little thing that gets them in their zone. So he, in his words, he kind of says that he just blacks out kind of when he's out there. So, but yeah, to be able to do that at his age and go 120 pitches, big props to him. He takes care of his body, and he's a good teammate.
Yeah, absolutely. Key, good to talk to you as always. Congratulations on the big night. 5 for 5 for you, 4 RBIs, our player of the game. Congratulations again, and keep swinging it, okay?
All righty. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.